In the day's other headlines, former President Donald Trump today took to his social media platform calling for the termination of the U.S. Constitution to overturn the 2020 election, citing conspiracy theories about election fraud. The twice-impeached former president has repeatedly called for his reinstatement, but this marks the first time that Mr. Trump has said the Constitution should be suspended so that he can seize power. State and federal judges dismissed more than 50 lawsuits presented by the former president and his allies challenging the results of the 2020 race. According to a number of early polls, Mr. Trump is the likely favorite for his party's nomination in 2024. China is showing signs of easing its strict zero-COVID policy after rare displays of dissent across the country. In several major Chinese cities, including Beijing, a negative COVID test will no longer be required to enter public spaces or to use public transit. But officials there say the zero-COVID policy remains intact, as public health officials report tens of thousands of new cases in just the last 24 hours. Iranian state media today said that construction has started on a new nuclear power plant. The announcement comes as tensions between Washington and Tehran remain high over sweeping sanctions imposed after the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. Meantime, Iran is also downplaying the human toll of the widespread anti-government protests that have rocked that country for months. State media today claimed that only 200 people have died since the protests started. But human rights organizations in Iran believe the number of dead and detained is much higher. Cascading lava from the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, is creeping closer to a major highway on Hawaii's Big Island. Officials say the oozing wall of molten rock could reach the Inouye Highway sometime next week. It's the quickest route connecting the two sides of the island, and if it's rendered impassable, officials say it could add hours to commutes.
We have such limited roadways on this island, and anytime we lose a roadway, it just shifts all that traffic to somewhere else.
Geologists say that Mauna Loa's eruption could continue for another 1 to 2 weeks. And the U.S. men's soccer team's hopes of a World Cup title ended today, falling to the favored Dutch 3-1. The men's team had not advanced past the first knockout round since 2002, and had lost or tied all 12 of its games against European opponents at the World Cup since then. Team USA can now set its sights on the 2026 FIFA World Cup, when they'll play before home crowds. The U.S. will join Mexico and Canada to host that tournament, so save the date. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, black military veterans sue the VA over decades of discrimination, and a brief but spectacular perspective on student debt.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.